All right, let's try this one more time. Maybe we'll get it right. Or maybe not. You never know. You know what I think the problem might be? The problem might be that people are stupid. I know you're saying great one. Hold on. People are stupid? I know. It is a difficult concept to come up, to deal with, to confront, to integrate into our lives as we look around us and we see the vast measures of incompetency, and to look at the massive amounts of incompetency and to conclude from that people are stupid. No, great one, it's not that they're stupid. Don't you understand? It's the Wuhan. You see, they were going to do their job, but the Wuhan virus. It's like women. They were going to show up for work on time, but the wage gap monster. I mean, between the wage gap monster and the Wuhan virus, how can any woman possibly get anything done? I mean, other than aborting her unborn children. That's about the only thing women can accomplish is getting abortions and being offended. Because being offended requires no effort whatsoever. It doesn't even require effort. A woman could conceivably get, see what I did there? A woman could conceivably be late for her abortion. But a woman could never be late for getting offended, because getting offended is something they can do instantly. Just bam, like that. In fact, women can get offended so quickly that you might actually think they were going back in time and getting offended before the thing you did that offended them was even done by you. That's how fucking fast women can get offended. They are masters at that shit. Hello, boys and girls. It is the great one himself. So, this is coming out Friday. You may have noticed that Wednesday's episode actually published on Tuesday. It's because the great one scheduled it for the wrong day. You also may or may not have noticed the website did not go down on Monday. It actually went down on Tuesday because the company said, we're going to move your server on Monday. And by Monday, they actually meant Tuesday, because they were going to move my server on Monday. But however, see, the problem is they employ women. And as the women were going to work, well, the women were knocked down by the wage gap monster. And then the women got up and they stumbled to their car and they already had their keys in their hand, because they have their keys, you know, in their hand sticking out from their fist like they're Wolverine. And she got in the car and she puts the car in gear and she's driving down the road. And oh, God, the Wuhan virus jumped out in front of the car. She had to swerve right into the fucking ditch. And she had to call a tow truck. Well, actually, she had to wait for a man to show up and call the tow truck for her. And so anyway, so the servers didn't get moved on Monday because the wage gap monster, the Wuhan virus. But they got moved on Tuesday. So now the servers are in the new location. Supposedly, I got all these benefits from this and all this, whatever. It's still just a fucking website. So then, over at work. So today's episode, this is just going to be me. I'm going to fucking scattergun a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about. This is going to be one of those episodes where I have this list of things that are not related in any way whatsoever, and I'm just going to fucking tangent my way from one to the other, and you're going to enjoy it, or you can stop listening to the podcast. I'm going to assume that all of you out there have some kind of fucking free will and some kind of standards for what you're going to do with your time. If you don't, that's not my problem. So at work, I got this fucking lighting console that doesn't function correctly all the time. And it's an old version. It's not manufactured anymore. That's what they call it. It's a legacy product. Okay, whatever. It's not fucking produced anymore. So I contact the company. I say, look, I got this thing. Can you guys look at it? And the guy goes through this thing. Like, well, what's the firmware vision? I'm like, what do you mean the firmware vision? You mean the software version? No, the firmware version. I didn't even know the thing had firmware. So he finally sends me instructions. Instead of sending them right off the bat, It's like a couple of emails back and forth. Then he sends the instruction firmware. So I got to go deep into the fucking menus, like I'm going deep into a pussy. And I got to find this place where the firmware version is sort of hidden in this code there. And I got to send pictures of the fucking screen to him and all this other gay ass shit. So this goes on for days as we're going back and forth. Finally, he says, okay, yeah, you send it in. We can take a look at it. Great. So we box the thing up. We send it in. Cost $190 to mail the fucking thing. We're in South Dakota. This place we're sending it to is over on the fucking East Coast. So it's going all the way to the Mississippi River, over the Mississippi River, and keep on going until it hits the Atlantic Ocean. And we get it. And it shined, and we got a receipt from them saying we got it. And like 3 days later, I get an email, and it says, the parts for this device are out of stock. We can't work on it. I'm like, then why the fuck did you tell me you could work on it? What happened between the time that we exchanged, literally Hitler, between me and this other guy, like 12 emails on this topic, where it accumulated with him saying, yes, we can work on the device, and then I mailed the device to you, and then you tell me you can't work on the device? What the fuck happened? I mean, I know what happened. Incompetence, affirmative action hiring, wage gap monster, Wuhan virus, laziness, stupidity. I know exactly what the fuck happened. Great one. How come you're angry all the fucking time? I can't figure it out. Why do I have anger? So, stories from Fort Collins that I forgot to tell you guys in the Fort Collins episode. My friends, Alice, Bob, and Cindy. So we always meet at Bob's house, right? Because we don't go to bars anymore. Because, God, we're not going to go to bars anymore because you might get Wuhan. So after Alice and Cindy leave, I'm there and Bob's there and Bob's wife comes home. Bob's wife is the one I told you guys about this many moons ago. She went to the protest in Washington when the Trump and Fuhrer got elected. You know, and I said if my wife went to that when she came home, she would find the door, the locks on the doors would be changed and the divorce papers would be waiting for her. So anyway, after Alice and Cindy leave, I'm still talking to Bob and Bob's wife shows up. And I don't remember how we got on the topic, but we're talking about something and something and something and illegal something. And I said, well, you know, everybody's doing something illegal. You're doing something illegal. And she got massively offended. Once again, women. Here's the thing. So you may or may not hear a podcast on Monday where I and somebody else you may be familiar with are talking about women and how there are no unicorns and how attempting to understand women is a waste of your time because they cannot be understood. And even talking about trying to understand women is a waste of your time. And how right now I'm talking about trying to understand women sort of kind of, and it's a waste of my time. And it's just once again shows the point, women just get offended over everything. No, sweetheart, you are doing something illegal. I promise you. And this shit, she's like, I'm not doing anything illegal. And she huffs off. I'm like, you need to chill the fuck out, bitch. Also, at that excursion, so you may remember that I told you guys, Cindy sent out the email about how the company with the doorbells that has the camera was putting together a TV series showing stuff from the camera. Okay. Hang on. Let me see if I can find this because this might be relevant. I'm gonna actually pause the recording. Okay, found it. Had to rejuggle everything because I wasn't set up to be reading for that. Okay, here we go. On September 26th, Amazon, blah, 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 premiere. It's called Ring Nation. New reality show will be like America's funniest home video and concept. Except instead of home movies, it will air clips from people's Ring surveillance cameras, blah, blah, blah. Millions of people around the country, from inside their homes to neighbors playing with young children. Ring surveillance products amass large amounts of data, blah, blah, blah. Civil rights groups, yeah, whatever. It's not hard to see that blah, blah, never stops recording, catches everything. It doesn't stop there. Amazon Ring partners with 2,000 police departments, providing warrantless access to footage via its neighborhood surveillance apps. Yeah, guys, stop putting fucking surveillance cameras in your own fucking house, dumbasses. So anyhow, all right. So I popped over here. I looked this up on the interwebs. The Ring Nation. Sure enough, guys, Ring Nation. It's hosted by Wanda Skies. Wanda Skies is, of course, a fucking ugly pox woman. So here's the thing. So we're sitting, we're talking about this. And here's what I said unto Alice and Bob and Cindy. Because we're talking about the whole thing. And I said, well, not only that, but who's sitting around looking through all of this footage, looking for stuff to put on the fucking TV? And Cindy says, oh, well, they're not looking through it. They're taking stuff that people have already put on YouTube or something like that. And I said, well, hold it. That's totally different. Now, women don't understand this because women don't understand anything. Because, yes, all women are like that. None of them are unicorns. Now, I'm not saying that this makes it okay or something, but there's a difference. When you just tell me that Amazon Ring is going to take people's surveillance footage from their cameras and turn it into a TV show, well, that's one level of thing. But when you tell me, well, they're going to take stuff that people have already taken and put on YouTube and turn it into a TV show, well, okay, first of all, people have already made it public. And secondly, is Amazon going to pay them for it? Well, probably not. Well, now this thing right here, where'd it go? This says that Big Fish Entertainment, who I assume is producer Big Fish Entertainment. Yep, that's the producer for it. Stated the show would not be limited to footage from Ring products. Oh, good. We can get spy camera footage from other people, and that footage would be cleared by their owner. That's what it says. That footage would be cleared by their owner. It's not quite correct English, but it's kind of close. This is Wikipedia. That footage would be cleared by their owner before broadcast. So assuming this is true, because again, like the way the original thing reads, it sounds like Amazon, was it Amazon? I've already lost track. I don't give a shit. Because it's important, but it's not that important. Reality show, is it from, yeah, the Amazon, okay. So in the original email where they're trying to get you to sign the online partition. A partition is different. That's on your hard drive. Petition and partition, those are different. The original, you know, scare tactic email where they're trying to get you to sign their petition makes it sound like Amazon is going to be sitting here looking through your footage and pulling shit out without your permission. And that's one thing. But if they're going to just take shit and get your permission before using it, that's a different thing. If you're dumb enough to give them permission to use your shit, fuck you. But anyhow, that just kind of blew that away for me. I'm like, well, this just went from being something I'm concerned about, something that seems worth talking about, to something that's not worth talking about. Because if you're going to get permission from somebody, or even if you're going to say, well, the person put this on YouTube, so now we can use it. Well, dude, if you put the shit on YouTube, it's on YouTube, it's on the internet, everybody has it for free. At that point, you've lost control of it. It's just like a fucking white woman. If you're a white man, you've lost control of your white women. That's why they're running wild and doing stupid shit. What else do I have on this fucking agenda for today? Did that. What do I got here? Jesse Lee. Amazing. Jesse Lee Peterson. So I mentioned that there is a hit piece video out on Jesse Lee Peterson on the YouTubes. And it is from somebody called Church Militant. I'm drinking coffee, by the way. Not booze. Well, actually, it's a lie. I also have a drink of glass rather of gin right here. So gin and coffee. What could possibly go wrong? It's all cold and snowing outside and sucks, so that's why I have gin and coffee. Jesse Lee Peterson. There's a documentary from some group of people known as Church Militant. I don't know anything about Church Militant. It's on the YouTubes. If you want to watch it, it's only like 30-something minutes long, and they're making this accusation that Jesse Lee Peterson is a homosexual. And basically, they had what was like 5 or 6 men all accusing Jesse of being a homosexual. Now, the first thing I'll point out is that all of the men accusing Jesse of being homosexuals are all faggots. So here's the first reason I don't believe them. The second thing is there's this one guy, he's sitting here and he's talking about, you know, him and Jesse were doing this thing and everything. And he was like in his 30s at the time. Not Jesse, I don't know how old Jesse is, but the guy accusing JLP of being a homosexual was like in his 30s, early 30s. And he says, yeah, Jesse used grooming language on me. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean grooming language? Okay, look, you can use grooming language on somebody who's 8 years old. Okay, when you're 30, what the fuck are you talking about? So the short story is that after watching this 30-something minute hit piece on JLP, I'm completely unconvinced by any evidence I saw in this video because there was no evidence. It was literally, guys, it was 6 homosexuals accusing JLP of being a homosexual. Just sitting there saying, oh, he wrestled with me. He asked me if I wanted to have sex. I mean, hey, guys, guess what? JLP asked me if I wanted to have sex too. Prove me wrong. I mean, it's just, there's no evidence at all. Now, JLP might be a homosexual. I don't know. But there's no evidence for it in this video. It is literally Hitler, 6 homosexuals talking to a guy who looks like a homosexual, who's from what might be a rival church to JLP's church, calling him a homosexual. Meanwhile, we have other important questions in life as we go about trying to figure out what is a woman. So there's the What is a Woman documentary. I started watching that. I'm only about 30 minutes into it. But so far, it is fucking hilarious. I am going to have to do a video where we watch this video and I talk about it. And it's going to be long. That's what she said. Where are my notes? I need to add that to my... I got to write that down to make sure I get that on my agenda. The guy doing the interviewing and stuff, I don't know who he is, never heard of him before. I got to say this, he's a very good interviewer. Because so far he's interviewed a woman, and I mean, in all of these cases, I'm going to use the word woman very loosely. He's interviewed a biological being. Let's go with that. He interviewed a biological being who is a psychiatrist or psychiatrist or whatever, some kind of head shrink who deals with gender-affirming insanity stuff. Then he interviewed a tranny man who is a doctor who performs tranny operations. And then he interviewed the politician that you see, if you watch the previews where the politician says this interview is over and gets up and the interviewer just says, I just want to know what is a woman. And the woman who is an aide to the politician says, you're not going to find out, whatever. So he did him. And he's also interviewed a homosexual faggot college professor who teaches faggot studies or something like that. And here's the thing. To get access to all of these people and get them to agree to, you know, be filmed, and then, because, so when you're doing, for those of you who don't know this, if you're doing like a documentary, know, you have to get people to agree to be in it. And then a lot of times people will say, well, I want control over the final cut, so that if they say something they don't want in the documentary, it'll get taken out. And, you know, it's up to you, the person making the documentary, to agree to that condition or not. So first of all, he got through all the leaps and hurdles to get permission to get all these people in the documentary and show the footage, you know, that they didn't get permission to tell him, no, you can't use this. And then, but then in his interviews, because see, if I was interviewing any of these people, I would just jump over the table and fucking strangle them. And his interviewing technique is really good. He's not belligerent or anything, but he asks these little questions, you know, like, well, which bathroom should a man who identifies as a woman use? You know, his questions are very tactful. They're intelligent, right? He's asking the right questions, but he's not asking them the way I would ask them. I'd be like, why shouldn't trannies be exterminated? Whereas he's, you know, and my God, I'm just, these people he's interviewing, their detachment, their pure detachment from reality. Like the college professor is literally Hitler arguing with him, not arguing like argue with your wife, a philosophical argument. The college professor is literally Hitler, makes the argument that there is no objective truth, that everyone has their own personal truth. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. These people, they are insane. So yeah, that is just fucking mind-blowing. You will be definitely getting some extended commentary about that documentary from me. And in it so far, you'll see the whole gambit. You'll see the trannyism. You'll see the statism. You'll see the wanting to control other bodies. You'll see wanting to control other brains. Just all, oh my God, it's amazing. Amazing, as JLP would say. All right, speaking of understanding women and things that are amazing, comic books. So I picked up a graphic novel. It's called Harleen. It's about Harley Quinn, the Joker's. So Harley Quinn was the Joker's, for those of you who just don't know anything, the Joker, he's the bad guy, the Batman and Joker, right? Harley was, the character started off as the Joker's girlfriend, and then later on, in a move towards wokeness or something like that, DC Comics converted Harley into a lesbian, and now she's fucking Poison Ivy. And Joker has a new girlfriend who is called Punchline. So anyhow, but Harley, depending on how she's drawn, of course, is a cute blonde girl who's a head doctor. And she met Joker when Joker was in the insane asylum, Arkham, and fell in love with him and yada, yada, yada. Okay, it's a story that's been told multiple times because that's how comic books work, right? We've seen the origin of Batman 700,000 fucking times. So this is a graphic novel called Harleen, which is about Harley Quinn meeting the Joker, falling in love with him, and becoming Harlequin, told from her perspective. And it is written and illustrated by somebody named, and I'm really going to fuck this guy's name up, Stefan Sijic? Stjepan Sejic, with all the little, what do you call them, pronunciation marks over them. He's not from North America. And my first clue, he's not from North America, is when I started reading this and I said, holy shit. First of all, the art is very good. The art is very realistic. Secondly, this guy, considering that women cannot be understood because they're basically creatures of emotion that do whatever they feel like doing in the moment and are rational only in the sense that they can rationalize their irrationality, this guy has an amazing understanding of women. Because Harley goes through this book and she starts off and she wants to save the criminal. So your typical fucking white woman, right? She wants to save these people. She wants to help them. She wants to be the savior. And she goes in and she's talking to all of these criminals, you know, Killer Croc and Poison Ivy and the Riddler and the Joker and all this stuff. And, oh my God, they're insane. But I have to help them and all this other shit. And then, so she had an encounter with the Joker where the Joker pointed a gun at her, but didn't kill her. And so he's all, and so she's, oh, he's insane, but oh, he's so bad boy. And then she meets him and then she starts, oh, he's so repulsive. But then she goes and she watches him while he's sleeping and she can't stop thinking about him. And then she starts having wet dreams about him. And then she decides she's going to save him. And then she decides she's the only one who can save him, and then it escalates, and then she goes in the cell with him and she unplugs the camera and then she fucks his brains out. And just the whole narrative as Harlene justifies her action. I'm in here fucking a man who is a mass murderer, who is insane, and she's sitting there, standing there, laying there, spread her legs, you know, whatever, justifying all of this. And of course, it's all written by a man, but it's like, holy shit, this guy understands women. As best as any man alive can understand women, this guy understands women. If you want to look into the fucking female psyche, read this graphic novel. Holy shit. I'm going to need to check out some of his other stuff and see if it's equally as good. And he is from Croatia, which again, so he's from Eastern Europe. That explains he's not from a fucking cucked Western country. He gets women. So I was amazed by the insights that he has into how the female brain works. On the other side of the spectrum, the gender spectrum. It's a spectrum. It's a rainbow of genders. A rainbow. I saw this comic at the library called Monstrous, Volume 1, the graphic novel. I thought, I flipped through it. The art looked okay. It's a bunch of chicks. I'm like, all right, let me pick this thing up. Because the comic books, there's a conflict on the chick thing. On one hand, I like a comic book that has some hot chicks in it, because that's part of what do you read comic books for. But on the other, I just thought of something else. Now I'm not going to talk about that. Never mind. But on the other hand, I don't need a bunch of fucking excessive girl power. I just don't. I'm just not buying the propaganda. So I pick this up and I start reading it. And, you know, it's kind of your typical. And I didn't pay attention to who wrote it. That's the thing. It's just, I flip through, I look at the art. That's kind of my first go-to on a comic book, is I flip through, I look at the art. If the art is good, I'll glance at some of the, okay, maybe I'll check this out. I really never look at who the hell writes anything. And I need to start doing that, probably. So I start reading it, and it's kind of your typical fucking young adult. Everything today can be, just about all fiction today, especially fiction, well, let me start that over. All fiction written today by women and most fiction written by men can be described as young adult fiction because it's geared towards teenagers, because it's geared towards women, and because women have never matured past high school. Women cannot be understood, but women can be understood enough to know that no woman matures beyond high school. So if you're looking for a mature woman, you are going to die alone. So I start reading this thing. And damn it, hang on, I gotta fuck with something. Okay, the TikTok clock was not chiming. Women are poopy heads. What was I talking about? Oh, young adult. Okay, so everything that gets written today is basically being written for women, which means it's being written for teenagers. Okay, so this comic book I'm reading, it's like your typical fucking young adult urban fantasy. For those of you who are not losers and don't know this, I know this only because I've attempted to read a couple of these novels in this genre. They're all terrible. I didn't make it far into any of them. There's this whole genre called urban fantasy, and they're all the same. So urban fantasy, it's in a big city, and there's humans, but then there's also elves and trolls and magic, and it's kind of like Harry Potter, but there's a lot more of the magic and it's very obvious. And then there's a lot of stuff where, of course, the heroine is having lots of sex with alpha males, but then there's the one alpha male that she's gonna get, you know. And so it's like this. It's like it's a bunch of fucking women. All the characters are women. Not attractive women either, but it's all female cast, and they're all badass, and they're all girl boss, and there's magic, and the plot is really kind of incoherent. Now, it's like, I get it, it's set in a different world, and so there's this whole history we don't know anything about, and they're dropping hints of the history, but not enough for you to figure out what's going on. I'm like, all right, so I got through the first section, and all right, let me try the second. I got through the second section. I'm like, okay, this is painful. I'm done with this. So I flip to the back, and I'm like, well, who the fuck wrote this shit? All right, creators. Majorie Liu. There's a picture of her. She looks like she might be white, but she might have a little something going on in there. Majorie, she's an attorney. Okay, so there's your first problem. And a New York Times best-selling author of over 17 novels. Her comic book work includes X-23, never heard of it, Black Widow, I don't know if that's the Black Widow character or something else, Dark Wolverine, so she took an established character, Wolverine, and made him dark, I don't know what that means, and Astonishing X-Men, for which she was nominated for a GLAAD Media Award for outstanding media images of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. She teaches a course on comic book writing at MIT and lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So she's an attorney. So do you mean she was an attorney? Do you mean she just went to law school? Because does she really have time to be an attorney, teach a course on comic book writing at MIT. By the way, when someone tells you, my child goes to MIT, is your child taking the course on comic book writing? Guys, I like comic books, but going to MIT, what'd you go to MIT for? Comic book writing. Okay. Guy, comic book writing? See, here's the thing. Writing a comic book, this is like many other things, we've talked about this before. Writing a comic book is just like being a lighting designer or being a event planner. It's a legitimate thing where you can make money and perform a service. It's not something you go to college for. It's something you learn how to do it by doing it. You want to write comic books? Here's an idea. Write a fucking comic book. Right, here's the thing. Well, I'm not an artist. No, guys. Comic book writers don't have to be artists. You can write the comic book and draw the comic book. Some people do. This guy who did Harley, he did that. There's a guy named Fred Perry. I've talked about him before. He does a comic book called Gold Digger. He does the whole thing himself, everything. Writes it, illustrates it, colors it, the whole nine yards. Because in comic books, you've got the writer, you've got the illustrator, you've got the colorist, or I think it's called the inker is the official name. And then you've got the letterer, the person who writes the letters in the little balloons. There's four people. There's four positions, rather. So you can write a comic book and have absolutely no artistic talent whatsoever. Okay, you want to write a comic book? Just write a fucking script for a comic book. Go find somebody that wants to draw a comic book. Say, hey, look, I got a script. You got some drawing. Let's do some shit. You don't go to MIT. You especially go to MIT to be told how to write a fucking comic book by somebody who's a lawyer. So she's a lawyer. She's written all these other comic books, and she teaches a fucking class on writing. How much does she ever sleep? And of course, she's into fags and trannies because everybody's into fags and trannies because fags and trannies are, you know, they're the big thing. We live in a society where when we here in the United States are not busy providing daycare for black people, what we're doing is we're going to fags and trannies and affirming their lifestyles for them because we don't want them to feel, you know, neglected or abused or judged or anything. All we want them to feel is happiness and contentment as they're accepted by a society. There's that. Where am I in this podcast? You know what? I might cut this one short. I got a lot of shit I still need to do today. I got to finish packing. I got to produce this. I got to get it posted. I am going to put up an Other People's Podcast. You'll be hearing this on Friday. There will be an Other People's Podcast on Sunday, which is, as always, obviously recommended listening. But you should listen to it especially because in Monday's podcast, I and the other person I'm talking with are going to talk about the podcast you will hear on Sunday. So let me look at my list here because I may just cut this short. That's what she said. JLP hit piece. All right. Maybe I'll put some links in the show notes because I'm not one of these fucking losers who goes, you know, I'm not going to put links in the show notes because you can use Google to go find it yourself. You know, this is one more reason why right-wingers can't do anything except lose. Guys, you're right there on the fucking webpage looking at the thing you're looking at. Fucking select the goddamn link, copy it, paste it into a text document, and then when you do your fucking show notes, just put the fucking link in there. Why is that so goddamn hard? And I gotta listen to conservatives talk about we're the ones who are keeping the economy going. We don't have time to protest because we're creating GDP. Well, if you're just so fucking awesome at doing so goddamn much, why can't you copy and paste a fucking link into your show notes, guys? Come on. I'm sick of this shit from all of you. Like, here, like, let me just rant about this because I'm going to do a video on this. But fucking Joker over at Better Bachelor, he does this video and he's got this material in the video, right? So I want to go find the original material. I go to his show notes. What are Joker's show notes? It's nothing but cyber begging. Here's my fucking locals.com. Here's my Twitter. Here's my fucking this social media. Here's my that social media. Here's where you can donate money to me. Hey, fucker, there's like this giant fucking wall of text that's nothing other than him fucking cyberbegging. I get it, guys. I get it. Fucking, you know, Joker's YouTube channel, that's his job. All right? But dude, can you put a link to your fucking source material in there? Jesus goddamn Christ. And this is why I will never give any of these fucking grifters in the manosphere any fucking money. All you do, you just copy and paste the same fucking cyberbegging into your show notes every goddamn time. Put a link to your fucking source material. I don't have time to go looking for shit. I, unlike you, I don't just sit there fucking on the internet all day talking about girls or poopy heads while people give me money, because all the people giving me money don't have any girlfriends, because instead of fucking going out and talking to girls, they're sitting at home at the internet looking at me talk about how poopy headed girls are. Okay? I don't have a bunch of fucking virgin toe listeners. Actually, it's not entirely true. I have some virgin toe listeners, but I don't have a bunch of fucking virgin toe listeners with too much money just giving me money. Okay? Put some fucking links to your fucking source material in your fucking show notes. That's why, I mean, you cuckservatives can't even do that. How in the fuck are any of you gonna fucking control your women? Okay, you know what? That's not the end. Links will be in the show notes. Once again, I made the mistake of looking at the internet. So I was shutting this down, and when I Googled for the Amazon, the Ring, the TV show with the surveillance footage, right? I pulled this up on CNN Business. Links will be in the show notes because I'm not a member of the manosphere and I don't spend all my time fucking cyber begging like a goddamn fucking woman. Here it says this. Still, privacy advocates say these cameras can potentially be used to capture far more sensitive footage than cute animal interactions and dad jokes. The show's debut also comes at a time when the stakes for digital privacy have arguably never been higher. And you may ask yourself, great one, why is it that now of all times, CNN would make the argument that the stakes for privacy have never been higher? What? Oh, what? Pray tell me, great one, what is going on in the universe right now that makes the stakes for digital privacy higher than they have ever been? Gosh, I don't know, guys. Take a wild fucking guess. Who is it? Let me give you a hint, because this could go, well, does it have to do with babysitting black people? That's a good guess. Does it have anything to do with the Jews? Well, that's a very good guess. So we got black people, we got Jews, maybe trannies. That's a great guess. Okay, so we got pox. Got to call them by their official nickname of the week. We got the pox. We got das Juden. Okay, we got the trannies and the fags. And what's the other group that we can't stop sucking up to? We just can't do it. Nobody's man enough to control them. Yes, my friends, it's the white women. The show's debut also comes at a time when the stakes for digital privacy have arguably never been higher. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade, privacy experts, are these like Wuhan experts? Privacy experts have warned that digital data could be used to punish abortion seekers. Okay, so affirmative action, totally okay. Taxation is theft, not a problem. Fucking shooting missiles at Muslims who are getting married off of flying robots, totally fine. Injecting unknown substances into the bloodstreams of humans, not a fucking problem. But oh my God, punishing abortion seekers? Now we've got to draw the line. This cannot be allowed to stand. Because if there is a white woman who is not able to get as many abortions as she wants, anytime she wants, without any consequences whatsoever, we are going to have a problem. This is from CNN Business, Friday, July 24th, 2022. Search history, and it's written by two women, of course, shockingly enough. Search histories, location data, text messages, how personal data could be used to enforce anti-abortion laws. Now, when we're using personal data to enforce all these other laws, totally fine. But once again, no white woman can be deprived of her abortions. And once again, just to be clear, the great one is not anti-abortion. The great one wants all of these fucking whores. The great one doesn't want any of these whores reproducing. Okay? The Supreme Court's Friday ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade is almost certain to spark a wave of new state legislation taking aim at abortion rights. You don't have a right to an abortion. Rights, in fact, do not even exist. None of you, neither of you whores who wrote this article, can explain to me what a right actually is or where it comes from. And to reinforce existing laws that prohibit and in some cases criminalize the procedure. Among the wide-ranging potential implications of the decision are concerns about the potential use of personal data to punish people who look for information about or access to abortion services online. In some of the most restrictive states, digital rights experts... I'm so sick of the word experts. Digital rights experts warn. Ooh, it's a warning that people's search histories, location data, messaging, and other digital information could be used by law enforcement agencies investigating or prosecuting abortion-related cases. Guys, your location data, your search history, your messages, and your digital information is already used by the law enforcement agencies, the corporations, and the governments to track you, to accuse you, to prosecute you, and to sell you stuff. Blah, we're skipping paragraphs. America is a much different place today than in the pre-Roe era. There's a whole pre-Roe era. Because of the pervasiveness of the internet and mobile technology, people today share vast troves of data about themselves, whether they realize it or not, opening the door to significant surveillance. The possibility of a complex patchwork of state laws following the rolling back of Roe v. Wade raises a host of new questions about the everyday technology Americans use to make health decisions and how it might be used to enforce those laws and could create confusion about what online behavior is permitted or not. Guys, we live in a country where you could go on the internet and find fucking child porn. But all the, oh my God, but now the woman, she might get, I want an abortion. She might Google abortion and the government might come for her. Oh, suddenly now we have to get afraid. What the fuck? For example, oh my God. Oh God, I haven't read any of this. I've read none of this. Okay, listen. God damn it. And this is why. Well, I'm gonna try to understand women. No, you're not, because they're idiots. Okay, they're idiots. For example, in states that make it a crime to help an abortion seeker, data from a woman's period tracking or pregnancy apps could end up being subpoenaed as evidence against the person who helps them, says a stupid woman named Danielle, a law professor at the University of Virginia and author of the forthcoming book no one is going to read called The Fight for Privacy. Okay, hold on, girls. Pregnancy app, period tracking app. Girls, the fucking blood will come out of your cooch without a fucking cell phone app. Is this real? Is this satire? I can't tell. A pregnancy app. Girls, the baby's gonna fucking come out. I mean, unless you have somebody shove a giant fucking needle in its head and suck its brains out and then pull it out of your vag, the baby's gonna come out in 9 months. What do you need a fucking pregnancy cell phone app for? Jesus Christ, women can't even fucking bleed from between their legs without a goddamn cell phone app anymore. What the fuck is wrong with you? I know what's wrong with you whores. Your men have failed to fucking control you. I know exactly what's wrong with you. Groups promoting digital rights and reproductive freedoms are now warning people in states that criminalize providing access to abortions to safeguard their digital footprints when seeking abortion information and resources online and sharing tips for how to do so. Oh my God. Oh God, here it is! Here it is! Here it is! Elizabeth Smith, Director for State Policy and Advocacy at the Center for Reproductive Rights, quote, "The consequences of those decisions are likely to fall hardest on Black, Brown, Indigenous people of color." Oh my God, yes, we've got to constantly babysit Black people. You know, Roe v. Wade being overturned is really tragic. And all your digital surveillance, they might, if you use your pregnancy app, they might find out you're pregnant, you get an abortion. But you know who's affected the most? It's the BIPOCs. Oh, the poor little BIPOCs. Oh my God. It's just unfucking real. It's unreal. It's just unreal. Oh my God, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And oh my God. And it's going to keep going on, and it's not going to stop until we control our fucking women.